Fade in. Exterior, a redwood forest. Twilight. Full moon rising between trees. Green city limits sign next to dark highway. Dissolve to. Sign. White block letters. Arcadia, California, population 16,179. Freeze frame. Superimpose. Episode 73. Available light.
Wednesday, July 15th, 2009. Okay, so I wanted to record the rest of the conversation Leah Thomas and I had yesterday about talking to the curator and what we were going to ask and how and all that, but I ran out of tape space. I think I need to start carrying a couple blank ones with me, especially if things I want to record are going to keep happening, which it seems like they will, because apparently we're at the point in the movie where shit goes to hell all at once. That usually means you're getting close to the climax, though, and God, I am hoping that reality is for once going to line up with fiction, because frankly, I am really tired of excitement. I actually kind of feel guilty about wanting everything to just go back to being normal and boring. Like I don't know, being ungrateful or something. A year ago, I'd probably have said that I'd love to be involved in some big adventure or plot or whatever, because it'd be great material to work off of. I mean, but now that I'm actually in it, I am just so over everything. Yes, it's interesting and exciting, I guess, and I probably am getting material, but like, I'm too busy worrying about people getting hurt or myself getting hurt or, I don't know, accidentally selling my soul or whatever to actually enjoy it. It's that whole thing where may you live in interesting times is a curse, not a blessing. Anyway, the point is that I didn't get that down on tape. Leah took notes and emailed them to me, so I've got a record, but I've really gotten to like having audio of this stuff. It's incredibly helpful to go back and re-listen to not just what someone said, but how they said it. So backup tapes are getting added to the list of things that go with me when I leave the house. This also brings up something else. I've decided I'm not going to listen to the tapes made by the Children's Bargain. It might be a really stupid decision. It's probably a stupid decision. There could be a ton of information on there that we need. It didn't feel right. And it kept not feeling right, so I talked to the moms about it. Holly said we should listen to them because it was their fault we were in this situation, and so we'd just be using their tools against them, but Karen gave her that look. That means she doesn't agree, but doesn't want to disagree in front of me, so I said that the people on the tapes weren't them. They were other people who sometimes didn't have anything to do with them except by being in Arcadia, and then Karen said that in situations like this, it's important to remember what we actually value and not let immoral actions on the part of other people make it so we justify our own immoral actions. And then Holly kissed her and told her she was wonderful. Ugh. So even if it's not the smart thing to do, I'm pretty sure it's the right one. But that makes it even more important that I remember to bring extra tapes with me when— Hello? What? Wait, hang on, are you okay? What? Why? Are you sure you're okay? All right, but— Fine, okay, we'll be there as soon as we can. Leah wants Thomas and I to meet her at Delphine's house, like, right now. She wouldn't say why, which is worrying. She didn't sound like hurt or scared or anything. Actually, she sounded kind of excited. Why is that worrying too? What the hell?
I know, okay, but it just sort of happened, and I realize it's the perfect opportunity—
How does something like this just sort of happen?
I am trying to tell you to shut up and listen.
Fine.
Okay, so, Mom let me use the car. I had to agree to run like 10 errands for her before she would, but she did, so I drove to the school because I thought it would be a really good idea to check what was on the Eclipse platter. But when I got there, it was really busy because I guess like there's a teacher in service or something. So I didn't want to go in, so I decided I was going to try and check the library. Would you hold on a second, please? So I decided to go to the library, except on the way, I drove by the arcade, which is still closed. closed, by the way. So I thought I'd go in and take a look around, you know, just to see if anything's changed. And I went into the back, and I...
You need to do something.
Just a minute, okay? So I went into the back, and Mr. Jinx's apartment is still all set up. And
Leah,
and I was just going to take a look, I swear. And I went in, and,
Leah,
and he was just there, just sleeping in Mr. Jinx's bed. And
Leah.
And I thought, okay, so maybe it was time to do something, like, you know, actually do something, because nothing we've tried so far has worked. And so
you tied up Will, kidnapped him, and are now holding him hostage in Delphine's house.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. No, I'm not holding him hostage. We don't want a ransom or anything. Captive, maybe. Or detaining him, I guess.
Not the point.
Right, right.
What the hell?
I thought we could, you know, like, try to deprogram him or something.
Why does he have a scarf wrapped around his face?
To keep the glove in his mouth.
Why is there a glove in his mouth?
To gag him.
Why did
so you... So he doesn't mind control me?
Oh. I'm going to take it out now.
Nico!
He can't do it to me, remember?
Oh, yeah. Meh, fine.
She's fucking crazy.
No, she isn't.
We need to get the hell out of here. Untie me, man. Come on! What the hell? Let me go!
I will.
Nico!
Hang on. Both of you.
I know I've been a dick, but I'm doing better now. I heard what you said the other day at your house, and thought about it a lot, and I'm ready to change. Like you said, use this to do some good.
If you let him go, you know he's just gonna leave before we can do anything, and I know we are not gonna get this kind of chance again. Wait, the other day at your house? He was at your house?
Yeah. He asked me to come over so we could talk.
You didn't tell me about this.
I forgot. Nothing happened. Like you said, he took off before we even really talked.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. What you were saying made a lot of sense. I feel like it got through to me, you know? Knowing you had my back.
Yeah, well, you sure didn't act like it did.
I had to think about it for a while, but once I did, you're right. I do need your help.
Oh, thank God. I am so relieved to hear you say that. Okay, so... Leah, what do we do
now? I said your help. Keep her away from me.
But she's the one who knows what we need. You were lying about wanting help.
I had thought that he was.
Of course he was.
Why the fuck would I want your help? You fucking kidnapped me.
Because you're miserable?
I'm not.
Right.
That is another lie.
Sure, seems like you are.
I have everything I wanted. People are my friends now. People who matter. They want to impress me. They'll do anything I tell them.
You are so far off.
That is fealty.
What?
That is fealty, not friendship. These people do not admire you. They are compelled to obey you.
It's not like that.
Right.
It isn't. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. I know that's why they started hanging out with me. But it's not like that. Not anymore.
What?
I know I made them talk to me at first. But it's been months. We got to know each other. We've got a lot in common. It's not... I don't have to make them be my friends. They just are.
It's cute that you think that.
What the fuck would you know about having friends? You're not even human.
Hey!
He's not. He's one of them. And if he's told you anything else, it's a lie. You two are acting like he's a dog you found on the street and can just take home and nothing bad will happen. He's dangerous.
He's not one of them.
He is.
He isn't. Not anymore.
He's her son.
No, hang on. We are not changing the subject. Will, look, I'm sorry, but they aren't. None of them. You're making them spend time with you and act like they are, but that's all it is.
That's not true. We've talked about stuff. Important stuff. that you don't just tell anybody. They trust me.
No one trusts a guy who can make them do whatever he wants to.
I don't make them do anything. I don't have to.
But you can.
But I don't.
Fine. Then give it up.
What?
What?
You got what you wanted, right? Friends, a better reputation for your family in Arcadia. You've got it. So give up the power.
I can't do that.
See?
No, like I said, I don't need it, but I can't give it up.
I told you so.
Not don't want to. I don't know how. I can't just tell her I changed my mind.
What are the terms?
The terms of what?
Of the bargain that you made with her. What are its terms?
None of your business.
Agreements can be changed. New ones written and proposed and sealed. And ones that have already been sworn to can be stretched if one studies them carefully.
Yeah, okay. I should have thought of that.
This is the loophole thing, right?
Exactly. What exactly does your bargain say?
Go to hell.
You said you're fine with giving up the power.
So?
So, tell us the terms of your bargain, and we can figure out how to get you out of it.
You can't just get out of bargains.
No, I know, but you can reinterpret them. Find the loopholes.
I already told you, there aren't any.
Yes, there are.
I know what I agreed to, okay?
Sure, yeah, I get it. But it's really easy to overlook stuff when you're too close to something. Sorry, that sounded mean. I just mean that, like, okay, when you're proofing footage, sometimes you need a different person to come in to catch the really obvious continuity errors, because you've watched it so many times, it all sort of blurs together.
What are you talking about?
Shit. Okay, so Thomas says that all bargains have loopholes, right? That's just how they are when they're making deals with humans. I actually have been thinking about that a lot, and I think it's kind of a, maybe game isn't quite the right word, but sort of. I mean, I think that maybe they like to sort of prove they're better than us. Like, we're so stupid, we miss these opportunities they write into the deals we make.
Nico?
Yeah, focus. So, we know that your bargain will have cheat codes, kind of. We just have to find them. So we need to know what the actual terms are so we can work out
he
where they are.
He wants to keep his increased holdings.
What?
He has gained standing, and would not go back to lacking it. He wants to keep the power.
No, I got that, but he said—
It was another lie.
He said, you want us to help you, don't you?
Yeah. But—
What? You cannot be about to tell me that you hate what you've had to do and you know you were kind of a jerk before, but you've changed. And going forward, you'll use your powers only for good. And really, isn't that worth having to take care of a few little things for your otherworldly patron?
Well...
Oh my god. That is the most classic setup for a fake villain reformation imaginable. I refuse to believe you think we're that stupid. Or that unaware of narrative tropes.
I'm not a villain.
I have been trying so hard to give you the benefit of the doubt, and every time you could actually do something decent or even just not awful, you don't. I can't. Come on, you guys. If we're going to do something about this, we'll have to figure it out ourselves. He's not going to be any help.
Hey, where are you going? Untie me. You can't just leave me here. Nico, come on. You can't do this. I'll starve to death.
We're not abandoning you. We'll be back later. Once we've figured out what we're gonna do.
You'd actually die of dehydration before you starve to death.
Untie me. Nico, come on. Hey, what the hell?
Smash cut, black screen. Over black, roll credits. Nico McCleary is played by M. German. Leah Webster is played by Kaylin. Thomas Falconer is played by Kale Brown. Will Sudsworth is played by Thomas Fleming. Arcadia, California is a production of Law of Names Media. It is written and directed by Lee Seguente and edited by Eric Seguente. You can find more information about the show, its cast, and crew at arcadiacalifornia.lawofnames.com or join us on Discord at discord.lawofnames.com. Fade out.